Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
We're talking MSU. Jonathan Smith, dead man walking. Only a matter of time. Would you consider James Franklin to be the next coach at Michigan State?
If I'm Michigan State, sure. Because you got to get from point A to point B. Now, point B might not be national title or national champion, but I think Michigan State would love to be going into a season like Penn State was this year. And be recognized as a team that is recruiting top-end talent, getting to a certain point. James Franklin might be that guy that just, hey, he comes in, he's got to revamp things, he's got to get things in a certain position to a certain level. No one has ever said that James Franklin can't recruit.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tremendous recruiter. It's about winning the big game.
Right, so at MSU, if he can't beat Michigan or Ohio State, you're probably not going to like the guy.
Well, you might not like him, but you also will like the results of the other 10 games.
So, in other words, if you can win 9 or 10 most years, you'll be in the playoff hunt most years, and MSU fans would be more than happy with that.
Yes. And then after 5-6 years, then you're like, okay, tired of this. And now let's find a way to take it from where we are to national title contender.
So, or even like Big Ten regularly competing and winning the Big Ten.
Well, I mean, James Franklin did win the Big Ten.
Once.
Okay.
In how many years at Penn State? And it's not good enough.
Well, it's not good enough, but I mean, would Michigan State want that right now?
Would you take one Big Ten title in 10 years at MSU?
And playing in the Big Ten championship game other years?
Yeah, I think they'd aim. I get what you're saying. He might be the coach before
the coach.
Do you
not think it would be an upgrade?
Oh, it'd absolutely be an upgrade.
Okay.
I'm not actually trying to be competitive or fight you on this. I'm just trying to make the case of he might be the coach before the coach. Which
that's
is what
I
you're
just
saying.
Said.
Yeah, I was just getting us to a point
you
where we
didn't
would be,
feel like you were going
boy.
That direction.
My tone was not helping me there. 248-539-9797. I just think it's fair to say, what's the end goal for MSU? Because then we'll work backwards.
Okay.
The end goal is I want to beat Michigan. The end goal is occasionally I need to beat Ohio State and occasionally I need to win the Big Ten. He didn't do it on occasion. He did it rarely at Penn State. So you're right. Maybe he's the Rick Carlisle before the Larry Brown. Right? Maybe he's the guy before the guy. I also think you got to ask yourself, like, what is the quality of candidate MSU is going to get? Right? Because we just went through this cycle and everybody seemed mildly interested in what Jonathan Smith would do.
Well, okay. So
maybe James Franklin is the best Michigan State can do is what I'm saying.
Is there a top level coach that maybe has a perceived flaw in his background? And I say perceived because I 100% disagree with it. And that to me would be Pat Fitzgerald. Much like, okay, different issues, but a perceived flaw or one that maybe has had some factual basis to it.
Mm-hmm.
like an A.J. Hinch coming to Detroit.
Okay.
Just simply looking to get back into the coaching game. And then all of a sudden, hey, things seem to be going well. Now you get an extension. Now things are looking better. Okay. But just looking to get back into it. And I don't know that Pat Fitzgerald needs to take a job just to get back into
it. But Michigan State's not just a job. Like, it's a good job. It's a Big Ten job.
It is.
It's in his footprint. It's in his roots. And here's the... Okay, maybe we ask people this. James Franklin or Pat Fitzgerald?
Oh, because hands down. There's no question who I think they should, and I think most people would say.
Who would it?
Pat Fitzgerald.
Okay. James Franklin is an underachiever. Pat Fitzgerald is an overachiever. Which one would you rather have coaching your football program? They both might get you to 9 or 10 wins. I mean, that might be the answer at the end of the day here. But I feel like Pat Fitzgerald is more likely to overachieve once you get yourself to that 9 or 10 win plateau.
Pat Fitzgerald took Northwestern as a player to the Rose Bowl, as a coach to competing for Big Ten championships. So yes, the definition of overachiever is there, but yeah. I don't think he was overachieving. I think he was overachieving with the school that he was at. He is a coach that can win Big Ten championships. He's a coach that can win national championships. If you give him the resources that Michigan State would have, you give him the level of player that they'd be able to go out and recruit.
Are you taking overachiever to be a slight? I mean it as a compliment that Pat Fitzgerald's an overachiever. Like, he achieves more than is reasonable to expect.
From his school.
Yeah, it's a compliment.
So, yeah, it is a compliment, yes. But I also don't know that him as a coach, that he was overachieving. I think that's the level of coach that he is.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phones. George, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Well, I'm chiming in on maybe Pat Fitzgerald, too. I mean, James Franklin, I think he'd be a good stepping stone, as would Fitzgerald. I just personally don't like Franklin, so maybe I'm biased that way. But, Fitzgerald took Northwestern to levels that we haven't seen. I mean, there's other candidates. I mean, they talk about the offensive coordinator at Ohio State and such, if we're going to go that route. But Jonathan Smith needs to go. I mean, if he doesn't go after an Indiana thumping, John, I'll be wearing maize and blue so that Michigan thumps us at MSU, because something's got to give on this. This is just embarrassing now.
Well, so I'm with you on your comments about James Franklin. Never been a James Franklin fan, never will be. And actually, I would, as a Wolverine, hey, go ahead. Go to East Lansing. You can't beat a top-ranked team. Not that we're a top-ranked team, but when it matters most, that would be a good thing. I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Pat Fitzgerald. It would scare the hell out of me if he ended up in East Lansing or in Penn State, anywhere in the Big Ten with the resources that he could use. I think Pat Fitzgerald is a classy guy. He's an unbelievable competitor and a great football coach.
I agree with you 100%. He's my number one candidate. I just don't know if our board of trustees will agree to this. I sound like Valenti, but we tend to do a lot of things wrong these days. I just don't get it when it seems so obvious what to do.
George, I don't want to gloss over something you said there because it should be stated again. You, a Spartan fan, don the maize and blue, I don't know, literally or metaphorically, to root for Michigan to throttle your team. That's how bad it's gotten.
I don't know if I'll wear the clothing, but I will want them to win. Something has got to give, because I'm concerned we're going to get throttled by Indiana. It's not going to be enough just because it's Indiana. We've already been embarrassed by UCLA on homecoming. Get embarrassed again. 2 years ago, we were by Michigan at our own stadium. What do we got to do? Going back to Darryl Rogers with the Lions, what's a guy got to do to get fired?
George, I could lend you a Block M hat. I got a clean blue Maize Block M hat that I'm sure you'd look terrific in.
No, first of all, I'm not bald. I have on my hair, and I don't want to lose it.
Well, I'm not bald either, but I love wearing a baseball cap.
I do too, but I don't want to lose my hair, and if I put on that hat, it's probably going to fall out.
If
I put on a shirt or a sweater, I know I'm going to develop some sort of leprosy-type skin condition.
Well played. Call back anytime, George. Good stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
So he brought up Ohio State coaching staff. What about Ohio State DC Matt Patricia?
He's doing a heck of a job
as a defensive play caller.
I'm sorry.
He also did a great job. That's like the Daryl Rogers thing where he both coached the Lions and then would coach State.
Okay. If there's any trolling and bringing up fired coach James Franklin, you have topped all of it by bringing up Matt Patricia. Like, hey, you win.
He put it in my head because he said Ohio State. He's doing a great job.
He is.
Is he the offensive play caller, or are we talking about the wide receiver coach? I forget. Who's the receiver coach that does a great job recruiting?
Hartline.
Yeah. Is he calling plays?
I'm not sure.
I don't know
if it's him or Day or,
yeah,
or what.
Yeah.
A couple quick ticket texts. MSU would be lucky if James Franklin answered their phone call. There's no way Franklin would even think about MSU. Dumpster fire. Another text says, no to James Franklin as an MSU fan. Hard pass. He's a fraud. You're sitting down, John? I'd rather see Urban or Saban come back with Max Bulla as the DC/head coach in training. I'd take Brent Key or Pat Fitzgerald over Franklin, but please no on Franklin, Mike in Auburn Hills. You're not getting Urban or Saban, right?
No.
Okay. Hey, Everything else is fine.
One other texture, just quick, your thoughts. John Gruden.
Sure. He wants to get back into college coaching?
Yeah.
I mean, he talked about
the SEC.
And honestly, maybe Penn State would make more sense.
Possibly, yeah.
But if he's interested, he's interested. How about this one? This is a ticket texter who says, from Caputo's show last night, Robert Saleh. I don't know if he wants to go to college.
It's just that, okay, from coordinator position to coordinator position, I get it's just a different world of being a head coach. Now, maybe because he wasn't successful as a head coach in the NFL means he might be able to be successful as a college head coach. I don't know. It's if you haven't been in the college game, it's really hard to get into it because
it's changed.
Not many NFL coaches want to go down to the NFL. I mean, to the college level.
And the headache that comes with it at this point. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.